A lot happening on the college football front, and so no one better to check in with than the executive director for the BCS, Bill Hancock. And Bill, I want to ask you first of all about the news on the ratings for the BCS championship game. They were down. Do you all have any idea about why they were down this year?
By the way, thanks for having me on. I think primarily it was the game, 21-0. Of course, you have to remember that it was the second most watched cable program of all time, and still 20-some million people got to see the game. But I think any time you have a 21-0 game, that's a factor.
Also, what about it being on ESPN, where maybe somebody didn't have the capability of getting that on cable?
You know, there was some small decline when we went from Fox to ESPN, but not significant. And so we're sure happy to be where we are with ESPN. I think they bring a season-long promotion of the whole game of college football that benefits all of us.
You certainly have had a chance now, after the game has been over with for a couple days, to kind of get the pulse of what's happening as far as the interest in college football and certainly in the postseason play. What's the impression that you get right now, Bill?
You know, Ron, the sport is extremely popular. And I think just when we think it can't get any better, it does. We had a great regular season this year, and the postseason was terrific, too. I think some 18 of the bowl games were decided by one touchdown or less. And, of course, three of the BCS games went down to the very last play. This is a great enterprise, and we all need to make sure we're doing our best to keep it that way.
And I think you know as well as I do, and I hear it on a national show like this, there's always those that are unhappy with the two teams that are selected, feeling that maybe another team deserves it. And I see the postscript to the BCS championship game is that college football leaders are open to considering the idea of turning the BCS into a four-team playoff. The story says the commissioners from the 11 FBS conferences met to exchange ideas about the system for crowning a national championship starting with the 2014 season. Tell me about the discussions and what you heard in those discussions from the people in football.
Well, this happens every 4 years as we begin to look at contract time, whether to extend to the current agreement, and if so, under what format. So we've known this was coming for a couple of years, and the process really began last fall when the commissioners began to speak with the folks on campus about it to determine what their interest would be and what they would like to see out of the postseason in the future. And the commissioners had their first meeting to discuss the matter Tuesday in New Orleans, and they all reported on what their people on campus want to do. And, you know, there was a full spectrum of ideas, and I think a couple of consistent themes were there. One is that they really like the national championship game and really see it as a pinnacle for the sport and something that we need to maintain. And also, it kept coming up how much they value the regular season and how whatever they do, if there are changes, they don't want them to negatively affect the regular season or the bowl experience and tradition for the athletes.
Well, when you say about the bowl tradition, when you have teams that are less than 500 or 500 playing in bowls, most of the people that I hear from, Bill, on this program just kind of shake their head and are not real happy with seeing teams like that playing any type of game. Is this a legitimate concern and complaint from the fans?
You know, the bowls are certainly different than they were when you and I were kids. If there aren't too many bowls now, then we're getting mighty close to it. And, of course, that's not a BCS matter. It's more a matter for the football community and the NCAA to discuss. And when I find myself thinking that we're awful close to having too many bowl games, I do think, well, now, wait a minute, who am I to tell Team X that their athletes cannot have the bowl experience? On the other hand, I think most of us would agree that 6-6 teams probably did not really earn the right to be there.
You know, one of the other things I thought about is that there are going to be a lot of people, and you just touched on it, but it's saying that people were interested in having a national championship game. But was there an interest now that you have not seen before, Bill, in how to pick the two teams that will ultimately play for the national championship? Other than having just a one game, two team situation, what was your sense of that?
You know, there is an interest in looking at all possibilities, and those possibilities range anywhere from, you know, one game after the season some way, all the way through what you've read about, which is a four-team tournament, and some people have proposed 8 and 16-team tournaments. So I think the ultimate decision will be somewhere in the middle, and believe me, our group is going to be rolling up their sleeves and working very hard to come up with what they believe is best for the game.
What are the pluses and minuses of a system beyond the one that we currently have? And I guess I'm asking about some type of playoff system that might emerge from your discussions.
Well, again, what we want to do is keep the regular season, keep the focus on the regular season. We have the best regular season in sports, and many of us believe that the regular season is the playoff. And frankly, I think there's no better place to look at that than Boise State, which if they had defeated TCU, I believe would have been in the championship game, or Oklahoma State, if they had defeated Iowa State, I think they would have been in the championship game. So for them, it really did come down to the regular season. But the thing that I hear most talk about from fans and media folks is a four-team tournament. And, you know, everything's going to have its drawbacks. There's going to be contention no matter what you do. And if you just look at the four-team tournament this year, number 4, Stanford, would have been in, but number 5, Oregon, would not have been in. And, of course, Oregon won the conference championship and defeated Stanford. So the group is going to have to be really careful as they move down the road.
Is there a timeline on all of this? I think I read a story which said that maybe it has to be done by this summer for 2014. Am I correct on that, or what is the timeline?
Yeah, there's two more seasons to go on this current agreement, so it would be the 2014 regular season. And I think the formatting conversations will be finished by summer. Late in the summer, like September, we have a period of negotiation with ESPN. Under their current agreement, they have the first negotiation. And so we'll need to be finished in plenty of time before that. And we will take the format to ESPN and then maybe the other television folks and see what they're willing to commit to putting it on television. I got to tell you, timeline-wise, I'm really excited about the time to come. I think we're going to have a chance to do excellent things for this game that will benefit the fans and the people who play the game for a long time to come.
I mentioned that the commissioners from the 11 FBS conferences met to exchange the ideas. How is the final decision reached? I mean, is it a one-person decision? Is it a vote of a lot of people? How's it done, Bill?
Good question, Ron. It will be done this way. The commissioners will come to a decision, and the 11 commissioners working together, they will come to a decision, and then they will recommend that format to the Presidential Oversight Committee. There are 12 members on the presidential group, and they'll make the final decision.
Are you concerned that there's always going to be somebody that's unhappy about any decision that comes up?
Well, there's always going to be somebody unhappy about anything, but I'm confident that the commissioners working collaboratively will come to unanimous agreement on some format. And then, given that, then the presidents, I'm also confident that they will also unanimously agree on whatever's put forward.
We have about 90 seconds left, and I want to switch gears on you for just a second. Bill Hancock is the executive director of the BCS, but he also served as a full-time director of the NCAA Final Four, retiring after his son, Will, was lost at the age of 31 when an airplane carrying the Oklahoma State basketball team crashed. And he wrote a wonderful book that I hope you'll check out called Riding with the Blue Moth, which was a memoir about his transcontinental bike journey. And I know all of that was brought back to mind with the recent tragedy at Oklahoma State once again. And when you thought back about it and about your son and everything, I just wondered what thoughts came to you, Bill.
Well, Ron, you're so nice to remember that, and of course our lives will never be the same. And the recent tragedy at Oklahoma State just brought it all back for us. It's unthinkable that it could happen to the same school again. We knew Coach Budke and his wife, and it was just a horrible tragedy. And although it's never far away from us, certain things do bring it back. And certainly that tragedy at Oklahoma State again brought it all to the surface.
In about 20 seconds, what will you always remember about that journey of biking across the country?
What I remember the most is how wonderful this country is, how many wonderful people there are. And I rode through the South, California, across to Georgia, and just we were treated just wonderfully by everybody we met. This is a wonderful country with some really, really terrific people.
Bill, I want to thank you very much. I'm going to stay in touch with you as we move along with this so you can explain to the fans and the listeners out there what's happening with the BCS. Take care, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Ron. Take care.
Bill Hancock, he is the executive director of the BCS. That's the latest on possible playoffs in college football. We've got you on Sports Byline.